AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Be listening at the end of our contest here. We will name a McDonald's player of the game for McDonald's of Branch County. Don't forget, fans, the winter weather advisory has been issued by the National Weather Service. It'll go until 7 tomorrow night. Take a quick look at radar and see where the leading edge of the storm is. Maybe a couple hours away from Three Rivers, so it's not come completely into Michigan yet, but it's close.
About midnight tonight, we should start seeing a little bit of snow on the ground.
As long as our drive back to cold water is snow-free, I'll be happy.
Yeah, we've had some long nights in the winter over the past 3-4 years, Sean.
Yes, we have. Lakeview Fall to start the second half. Moving from right to left, Coldwater from left to right as we have switched sides. Tyrese Frederick with the ball. Looks like both sets of starters are out on the floor right now for both Lakeview and Coldwater. Frederick receives the ball back from Bivens. His three-pointer from the left wing is short. Bivens with a rebound underneath, finding Camden Haynes. Now back out on the Ernsberger. One-handed push shot is short. All ricocheted off of him, taken away by Ryan Hadley. Of course, Ernsberger and Boss both with free fouls for Lakeview. Three-pointer by Ryan Mock. Did not go in from the right corner. Sent it in. Loose ball collected by Jake Bivens. He's trying to take it coast-to-coast. Scoop shot is short. Whistle and a foul. And I hope that's not on Grant Maurer.
I think it's on Ryan Mock.
Fortunately for the Cardinal coaching staff, it is on Mock. He picks up his third. If it was the next foul against Grant, would be his fourth. Bivens for the free throw line for the first time this half. Green, the first one, increases the Spartan lead to 38-30, 7:19 left in the third quarter.
Cardinals got to stay away from one of these big Spartan runs here, especially to stretch this third quarter. Can't put themselves in the hole too far.
Bivens, Grains, both. It's 39-30. Token press being shown by Lakeview. Look for them to show tough man-to-man defense here this time up the floor. Maurer open briefly from the right corner. Now puts the ball down on the floor to Logan Taggart up top to Mock. Trying to get some dribble penetration. Needs help. Get it back out to Taggart. Bounce pass to Maurer around to Stempien on the right corner. Maurer, Hadley, Stempien, Mock, and Taggart on the floor for Coldwater. Taggart had the ball taken away by Frederick, and then he straddled the baseline. Tyrese Frederick straddled the baseline, giving the ball back to Coldwater. It's Bivens, Frederick, Haynes, Love, and Ernsberger. The five on the floor for Lakeview. Mock receives the inbound up top to Maurer. 39-30, 9 points, Spartan lead. Now Lakeview's trying to extend the defense a little bit. Hadley, right sideline, moving to his left. Up top, comes back to Taggart. Now Mock with the ball.
Oh, just threw that one away.
Was looking for Stempien. He never made the cut. Bivens receives the pass for the other team. Now Frederick with the ball. One pump fake. Now comes back to Bivens. Right sideline. Very active student section here for Lakeview. They're all clad in white T-shirts.
Cardinals remaining in that 1-2-2 zone that gave Lakeview a little bit of problem.
Half goes to Bivens from Jake Love, and Bivens scores underneath. Bivens with the first 4 points of the game in the second half for Lakeview, and it's 41-30. Good time for a timeout to be called. The full timeout. Coldwater takes it. 6 minutes left in the third quarter. 41-30. Lakeview leading by 11. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop and 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing.
service.
As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot,
Haylett has 14s in stock.
New floor plans you've got to see.
Dave doesn't have many 13s.
So guess what?
They're giving 2013 discount deals
on 14s.
RVs and fifth wheels
go where everybody goes.
Hightail it to Haylett.
Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13
in Coldwater, Michigan.
And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Lakeview High School. Sean Watson and Quinn Berry. Mike Side, 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Coldwater taking the first time out of the game. They trail by 11, 41-30. Jake Bivens with the first 4 points of the quarter for Lakeview. And it's Ryan Hadley dishes the ball to Ryan Mock. Hadley travels.
Just not the way you want to come out of the locker room. Gave up 4 points and a couple of easy turnovers on the Cardinals here.
Lakeview ball. Ernstberger bumped up top by Marino. Call nice pass underneath. Love is half. They tried to take it strong off the glass. Love to the free throw line for a pair. Ryan Hadley picking up his first foul. Is the second foul, team second of the half. Jake Love back to the free throw line.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. It's about 3 feet short.
Jake was still in the football mode there, I think.
Second one a little bit better, but it was still short. Bivens for the rebound. Try to put it back. It's short. Ball off of Ernstberger. Picked up by Hadley. Frederick trying to get the poke away. Got all to the pass. Game steals. And Frederick scores. It's now 6 to start the quarter for Lakeview. And almost another steal by Frederick at half court. Fortunately for the Cardinal fan base behind us, the foul is going to be assessed against Tyrese Frederick. He is second, team first of the half. Waves Watson in for Coldwater. Hadley shaking his head as he comes to the bench.
And that's a good start for Ryan here in this third quarter. Just a couple of turnovers. And that's the way he wanted to come out. There's no doubt about it.
Sampion past the half-court line. Almost another foul whistle against Frederick as he tried to get the poke away. The shot is short. It went in and out. Ernstberger with the rebound.
Frederick a little left there. Turned an ankle, I think.
One of those collisions with Sampion, perhaps.
Probably just trying to work it out. Got somebody here at the bench. But.
Oh, the play continues. Left-handed shot from 15 for Ernstberger. Went 17 and out of bounds back to Coldwater.
They're going to call Bivens with his third foul of the night. A little bit over the back on Maurer.
Sure enough, now C.J. Foster will be allowed to check in to the lineup. The trainer for Lakeview has been very busy. Now he's taking a look at, now she is rather, taking a look at Tyrese Frederick on the Lakeview bench. Coldwater ball, Luke Stempion, sideline left in the front court, finds Maurer between the circles. Being guarded by Bivens, Lakeview sticking it to this man-to-man defense. I don't think we've seen them play over the years that Steve Wickman has been coach. Maybe gone to the zone maybe five, three times.
Yeah, you're probably right. They play that hard man-to-man.
Mock up top. Left Ernstberger in the dust. Launches a triple. A short one-handed rebound. Put back by Maurer. Doesn't go in. Ball tip. Ernstberger with a rebound underneath. Ahead. It comes to Love. Bounce pass. Comes back to Love from Haynes. And Love scores. How about that pass break?
Some real nice passing there on the Lakeview team.
8 unanswered for Lakeview to start the quarter. They now lead by 15. A brick. Other end on the floor by Jake Watson. Or rather by Blaze Watson. There's a Jake Watson for Lakeview. He's on the fence right now. Uh-oh. Right wing triple in. Camden Haynes grabs it.
Coach Bentley going to get another timeout here.
Oh, you better believe it. 3:49 left to play in the third quarter. A lot of this timeout is coming from Brian Kelly arguing with the official. Looks like the assistant coaches, Doug Taggart and Kevin Shepard, were going to leave for a moment. Now, The timeout begins. We're going to keep it here. 3:49 left in the third quarter. Lakeview opening up an 18-point lead, 48-30, thanks to them scoring the first. Oh, what is it, 11 points in the quarter? Yeah, the first 11 points in the
first
quarter.
First 11, yeah. They take this big 18-point lead. And I know that. As a coach, is there anything worse than coming out of the locker room and throwing the first four and a half minutes without scoring a bucket?
I wanted to take this opportunity to mention the Business Professions of America chapter over at the Branch Area Career Center, which includes our own Dylan Linkladder. Made the field trip out to the Palace of Auburn Hills, learn about careers in the sports industry, and they're taking in the Pistons game right now. At the half, the Pistons are leading the Brooklyn Nets 61-44. Andre Drummond is having a heck of a night, I understand. Back to game action here. Pass from Stempy into Taggart. He had a big first half. Unfortunately, he left it short. Here come the Lakeview Spartans. Love, open right wing, three, rolled in and out. The shot actually from the right corner. Ball goes back to Coldwater as Love is battling the Cardinals underneath it.
Ryan Mock battling with Ryan Mock, and Ryan with a good box out. We get the ball.
Step in to Blaze Watson. Here's Mock sideline left. Cross court lob. Quick grab by Maurer. Almost threw it three rows behind the Coldwater bench. Now the pass inside, Blaze Watson. Despite the triple team, he rises and scores.
Good pass there from Grant Maurer. Blaze with a good little turnaround jump shot there. He's tough on those.
That breaks the string of 11 unanswered that Lakeview scored to start the third quarter, 48-32. Lakeview still leads by 16. Haynes shot from the left baseline, overshot it, Stampion with a rebound. Ahead to Mock, swings it inside. Taggart turns around, shoots. Got the shooter's roll there.
Good cut there from Logan Taggart. Good pass from Ryan Mock.
48-34, the Cardinals have whittled it down to 14. Some token pressure in the backcourt. They're going to try and trap C.J. Foster at half court. He's still in backcourt. And a 10-second call. The Cardinals are going to get it back. I think Foster may have lost track of how much time was left before he could get the ball across the timeline. Freshman mistake in the little sense.
He's quick, though, back there. Good little player.
And little is right, too. He stands if he was standing on a box, maybe he'd be the 5'6 that he's listed as on the roster. Taggart!
Good move there.
That's a score by Logan Taggart. 12-point lead. Logan Taggart merits serious consideration for McDonald's player of the game. A steal!
Come on. Oh,
Blaze Watson had the ball poked away. So it wasn't all Blaze's fault. That was poked away by the pressure coming in from behind. Tyrese Frederick checking back in for Lakeview as C.J. Foster comes to the bench. While C.J. Foster was out on the floor, that Cardinals starting this mini run here. And now trail by 12, 48-36. 1:54 left in the quarter. Luke Beckhusen, who's back in, inbounds the ball to Luke Stempy in right wing to Mock, swinging around to Blaze. 17-footer from the left corner!
Blaze with a couple of nice jump shots here in the third quarter.
Just like that.
See him get going.
Just like that. It's a 10-point lead. Here comes Lakeview. Camden Haynes dribble drive along the baseline. A steal by Beckhusen. Beckhusen, half number, stop, slides, turns around, shot blocked by Jake Watson, loose ball. Luke Watson on the left wing, trying to post up, get it out to Stempion. Now attacking the weak side. Oh, I'm taking the charge with Jake Watson.
That's a horrible call. I hate to say that, but that was nowhere. Wow.
That is a third foul whistle against Luke Stempion, and Brian Kelly, the Coldwater head coach, still giving the official that made the call to Dickens.
Well, yeah, that gets it down to 8. I mean, that would have been a great call. Great move by Luke. Wow.
Jake Bivens back into the Lakeview lineup. He receives the pass from Jake Love. Now Love back with it. Ahead to Frederick as the Spartans break the press. Frederick, two-time loose ball, and Mark's going to pick up a foul. His fourth. I don't know if you can hear all the boos behind me, but a lot of Coldwater fans weren't happy with that call either.
Well, that's two calls against us there that...
So Mike will have to take,
the course of this ball game.
Mike
right
will have to take a seat and see if Ryan Hadley has a better finish to this quarter than he had a start. Jake Watson with a ball up top to Tyrese Frederick. Beck Houston's guarding him in the top of the zone. Unless the Cardinals know they're staying into the zone. Frederick, right wing three. Clock. Right to Beck Houston.
Good box out there by Luke.
Looking for Steffi and the ball deflected. Stolen by Tyrese Frederick, coast to coast. And the runner's good for Frederick. 50-38, 12-point Lakeview lead. 38 seconds and counting left in the quarter. Blaze, nice threading the needle to Logan Taggart, and he posts up beautifully.
Logan Taggart just having a huge night.
11 points in the first half. 17 points now, 50-40, 10-point lead. Spartans will try and play for the final shot of the quarter. Frederick will back it out to the center court circle. 13, 12, 11, 10 seconds left in the quarter. And Steffi picks him up 35 feet away. Here comes a quick move by Frederick off the screen by Love. Moving baseline left side. It's short. Rebounded by Taggart. Of the skip of all the Blaze Watson, he'll dribble off the block. After three, it is Lakeview 50 and Coldwater 40. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Christmas is closer than you think. Good thing Meijer has the name brands you want for your holiday shopping. There's something for everyone. For the hardcore gamer on your list, we've got the hottest video games and gaming systems like Xbox and PlayStation. And for the tech lover, there's exciting tablets from Kindle. And of course, for the kids, we have the season's most popular toys like Barbie, Lego, Monster High, and more. All at low Meijer prices. So get something for everyone on your list at Meijer.
Your eyes are windows to your overall health. Regular eye exams at Midwest Optometry are an important part of maintaining your overall eye health. If you have a flex spending account, now is the time to schedule your appointment with Dr. Bruce Young and the eye care professionals at Midwest Optometry.
If you have flex spending, get in early to use the available dollars up. You usually have a lose it or use it phenomenon with flex spending, and the earlier you can book an appointment, the better it is for you to try and get that used up before the end of the year.
Midwest Optometry accepts most vision insurance plans and will happily provide all the paperwork you need to be reimbursed for your exam, contacts, or glasses.
Each is different, but most of the time it'll cover medical kinds of exams, and vision exams fall under that category. Most of the time the flex spending account can be used for glasses and contact lenses and the eye exam as well. And it is really a situation where the early bird gets the worm at the end of the year. It's a little tough to get an appointment time with the available slots are there. Call now, get an appointment, get in. We'll provide you with all the material you need to have to turn into your employer, and then you can get reimbursed.
The Midwest Optometry Group, located in the Walmart Vision Center, Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coldwater ball as the fourth quarter is underway. The Cardinals trail by 10, now by 8.
Nice little move by Luke.
Luke Stampion cutting the lead with an 8, 50-42. Other end of the floor, quick take of the bucket by Hunter Boss. Don't count it, he travels.
Cardinals down under 10 again, down to 8 points.
Could be an interesting finish. We hope he's sticking around. Ryan Hanley with the ball right corner. He's two times. Now he needs help. Finds Blaze Watson. He's on the right wing. Bounce pass to Luke Beck. He's around to Luke Stempion. Cross court. Blaze calls for it. Launches and misses the triple on the right wing. Battle for the rebound won by Jake Bivens. Long throw ahead to Adani Ernsberger. And he missed it. Second chance, no good. Frederick with a rebound. He'll back it out and reset.
Good little block from behind there by Blaze on Ernsberger.
Tyrese Frederick on the right elbow. Get it out to Bivens. Moves to the baseline. Another block underneath. Unfortunately, it looks like Logan Taggart got a little arm in there as well.
Just call Luke with a little push on the drive.
No, he was in the neighborhood, too. Luke picks up his first foul, team fifth. We expect using a shooting foul will send Jake Bivens up to the line. 6:53 left to play in regulation. 8-point Lakeview lead. Still an 8-point Lakeview lead. Bivens left the first one short. Steve Wickman, the Lakeview head coach, shouting out instructions. Bivens with a miss. The ball comes to him. The ball still loose on the floor. It was in and out of his hands, and we're going to get our, believe it or not, I think this is going to be a first jump ball of the game. And it's going to be Lakeview ball on the alternate possession arrow. Several Cardinals and Spartans diving after it. I think we may have an official timeout to bring a towel up to wipe out the residual sweat from the battle for the loose ball. It turns out there wasn't that much at all. So Tyrese Frederick will inbound the ball in between the Lakeview bench and the scorer's table. Luke Beckhusen guards him, and it comes to Jake Bivens. Blaze Watson picks him up, trying to find Donnie Ernsberger, and it looks like Logan Taggart went over Ernsberger's back.
Yeah, Ernsberger's got real good position on him underneath there. And
dueling number 50, and Logan Taggart picks up his first foul, team six.
Two pretty big boys in there, both pretty athletic. Big wide-bodied.
Frederick will inbound the ball for Lakeview underneath their bucket and finds Ernsberger immediately two-timed by Taggart and Hanley. Comes back outside looking for Boss. It was knocked away by Blaze Watson in front of the Lakeview student section. The Spartans get a fresh shot. 6:40 left to play in the fourth quarter. They lead by 8 over Coldwater, 50-42. The inbound to Jake Bivens, roaming the perimeter to Tyrese Frederick, being picked up by Beckhusen. Stopping and popping. The shot may have been blocked by Beckhusen. Loose ball. Taken away. No, we're going to get another jump ball, and this time the Cardinals the beneficiary of the ultimate possession arrow. Tyrese Frederick, the lone Spartan in the backcourt. Beckhusen to Stempien across the timeline quickly. Beckhusen, strong move to the right block. It's short. Ball tipped by Taggart. He hauls it in. Trying to post up. He lost the ball. It's down on the floor once again. Doesn't go out of middle. The ball's still loose. Somebody get a hand on it. Yeah, we were going to get a travel. Maybe just a millimeter slide. Luke Stempien as he was on his back with the ball.
I'll tell you, that official there has made three unbelievable calls tonight.
Before we get playback underway, Jake Love checks back into the Spartan lineup. Boss to the bench for the Spartans. We got Bibbins, Frederick, Ernsberger, Love, and Jake Watson out on the floor for Lakeview. Blaze Watson, Luke Stempien, Luke Beckhews, and Logan Taggart and Ryan Hanley, the five on the floor for Coldwater. Ernsberger finds Frederick right wing. Cut off by Stempien on the right corner. Will back it out. 5:50 left in the fourth. 8-point lead for the Spartans. We almost had a 5-second call. Instead, it looks like we're going to get a Coldwater foul. So close. Blaze Watson playing interference picks up his second foul. That is the team seventh, but it just sends the Lakeview Spartans up for 1-1. Tyrese Frederick up at the line where I got all my free throws written down properly. He's only 1-4 on the night.
The Cardinals could use a miss right here.
The clock has stopped with 5:47 left in the fourth quarter. There's that miss that he called for, rolled off the hoop. Hadley with a rebound. Blaze Watson with the ball. Left corner. Rises. Fire. Short. Frederick. Frederick finding Jake. Wrong move.
Mackenzie here from Longstreet to get your new furniture now. This week only, save 30 to 50% off throughout the store. Plus, we pay the sales tax. And for a limited time, take advantage of no interest till 2018 upon approval. We are overstocked, so there is a lot to pick from. Plus, our quality Amish-made dining rooms have arrived, and the quality is unbelievable. You have to see it for yourself. This is the time to update your living room, dining room, bedroom, or maybe just a new recliner. Down at Longstreet Floors in Quincy, they're also offering 30 to 50% off throughout the store. And yes, on top of that, we pay the sales tax. We just got in multiple skids of solid hickory hardwood flooring in 3-inch, 4-inch, and 5-inch widths. This is a must-see product. Also, do you have kids, pets, or a husband who likes to wear shoes in the house? Check out the mini rolls of Stainmaster carpet we have to offer. It's stain-resistant carpet. What's not to love? Floor furniture at the Willowbrook Plaza in Coldwater, in Marshall, and Longstreet Floors in Quincy.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
52-42 Lakeview with a 10-point lead as Frederick just scored a few moments ago while we were away. Now Frederick with the ball, trying to take it strong off a left block. Cardinals closed in on him, and there's a whistle on the foul. Ryan Mock checked back in for the Cardinals. He with four fouls. Fortunately for the Coldwater coaching staff, it's Ryan Hanley that picks up his third foul. Ryan Mock has not fouled out of the game yet. Frederick back to the free throw line where he had a miss not too long ago. 4:36 showing on the scoreboard clock here in the fourth quarter. Front end of this trip is good. He will get the bonus. Spartans lead by 11. 53-42. Lakey leads by 11. Remains by 11. Taggart with the box out and the rebound. Frederick puts the player quickly ahead to Ryan Mock. Hosting up, fake, draws a foul. Looks like it might be on Donnie Ernsberger based on the look of disbelief on his face. It sure is. He just picked up his fourth. So Mock up the free throw line for a pair on the shooting foul. He has four fouls, and Ernsberger just picked up his fourth for Lakeview.
Ryan Mock, though, had a good fake there, went up and under, and Donnie just must have got a little bit of the hand.
Mock plunks the first one off the back of the hoop. It remains 53-42, Lakeview 4:29 left in the fourth quarter. Second one down, up and good. Mock flips the pair. The lead back to 10 for Lakeview, 53-43. Half-court trap that the Cardinals are trying to throw out. Tyrese Frederick weaves away from that thanks to the screen set by Ernsberger. Pass intended for Bivens. Stempion tried to save it, unfortunately, right back to Lakeview. Here's Frederick with the ball, finding Camden Haynes. Now back to Frederick, sideline right. Cross-court to Bivens. He's on the left wing, around the perimeter with Mahler picking him up. Up top to Donnie Ernsberger. I don't expect him to launch the triple. Instead, he'll underhand it to Frederick. Stempion almost poked the ball away. Frederick will have to bash the ball out. Count is on Tyrese Frederick. Pressure coming from Luke Stempion. Frederick finally finds Haynes. Well, the five-second call could have come into play. Now, Haynes picked up by Hadley underneath. Giving the ball to Love. Now on the right elbow, does not go in on the 17-footer by Donnie Ernsberger. That took a good minute off the clock. Here come the Cardinals. Step in to Mock, right corner, three. Bam!
There you go, Ryan. Get it going here in the fourth.
53-46 once they put the points up on the scoreboard. Hint, hint. 3:05 left to play in the fourth quarter. Tyrese Frederick with a count on, finding Camden Haynes. The Spartans now trying to slow things up a little bit, preserve what's now a 7-point lead. Cross-court lob to Frederick on the right wing. Maurer trying to body up on him. Now the move to the left baseline. The floater doesn't go in. Dagger with a rebound. Cardinals trail by 7, 53. They say that's a long two, actually, that Ryan Mock had. 53-45, whistle and a foul. Looks like Haggard's going to go up to the free throw line.
No, Maurer's going to go there on the drive, and I think Love got the foul.
trying to correct my storybook. That was when that sequence happened. Steve Wickman, the Lakeview head coach, will call a full timeout as Camden Haynes gets the fifth, his first foul, team fifth. Couple of free throws coming up after this 1 minute break. 53-45. Lakeview leads by 8. 2:32 left in regulation. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Here is a special holiday message for you from the children of Cameron Hospital's employees.
We bring greetings of joy and thanks to you, our friends and neighbors.
At this time of year, we say thank you
to the staff, doctors, nurses, and volunteers who do their best every day of the year.
And to those who serve on the Cameron Hospital and the Cameron Hospital Foundation boards.
We also thank you for choosing Cameron Hospital.
They're here when you need help to feel better.
Now and well into the future.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year!
Cameron Memorial Community Hospital, Angola.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
From the WTVB scoreboard, we have a final score in another Smack East contest. Go Lakeview, Sturgis, and Boys Hoop, 57-49.
Pretty good ball game. A good Gull Lake team and a good Sturgis team.
Other games going on in the Smack East tonight, Marshall at Harper Creek. The Beavers are the Cardinals' next opponent coming up Tuesday. The boys will be at Harper Creek. The girls will host the Beavers in Coldwater. Also, Battle Creek Central opening up at Loy North. Defending Smack East boys basketball champions in Kalamazoo. Coming out of the timeout, first of two from Grant Maurer rattles off the hoop. It remains 53-46. They now did correct and gave Ryan Mock properly a triple up on the scoreboard. So it's a 7-point lead, could be six with a make here. There it is. Maurer splits the pair, 53-47.
Well, the Cardinals got to be smart here. Try to get a steal, but
Ernsberger, nice pass to a wide open Jake Love. Someone wasn't paying attention to Jake Love. Spartans lead by 8 over Coldwater once again, 55-47. Time's becoming a critical factor. 2:10 left in the fourth quarter. How about that nice move left baseline by Grant Maurer?
Well, Lakeview didn't want to foul him there. Uh-oh.
Ooh, injury timeout, and Blaze Watson crumpled like a heap in the Lakeview front court. Wonder if he twisted something. So he'll come to the bench, and the very busy Lakeview trainer, we might have to give her honorable mention all night long.
Yeah, he was.
As many times as she's had to treat Coldwater and Lakeview players over the course of both games. Blaze Watson to the bench. Lucecki's in to relieve him. The inbound comes to Camden Haynes with under 2 minutes left. Jake Bivens moving off of Ernsberger's screen. No dive. Maurer picking him up on the man-to-man defense that the Cardinals are showing once again. Now off of Ernsberger's screen to the right wing. How about that?
Tremendous defense there by Grant Maurer. Boy, that kid can play defense when he wants. Boy, that was just unbelievable. Great job.
For Coldwater fans who want him to play defense 24-7 on the basketball court in season. Maurer has the ball, gives it to Logan Taggart, bounce pass to Luke Cynthian, dribble drive to the baseline, a shot, and a fourth, and one!
Nice save by Luke.
Tyrese Frederick just picked up his third foul, 55-51, the Cardinals trail by four, could be three once again with a minute 26 left. If Cynthian makes, he doesn't, though. Ernsberger underneath for the rebound. Cardinals are going to throw out the trap. get it to Ernsberger on the right sideline, 35 feet away. Now to Tyrese Frederick.
I tell you what, if they give that ball there.
Frederick missed on the runner. Ball tip. Tracked down by Maurer, looking for Frederick.
No.
He threw it right to Frederick, though, to Ernsberger. Bouncing the score.
Absolute killer there.
Still just a two-possession game, though, but there's 55 seconds and counting left in the fourth quarter. Luke Beckhusen being trailed by Bivens. Beckhusen all the way to the cup. He missed. Taggart tips it. Hits it by Haynes to Frederick. Ahead to his freaking shot, Ernsberger. Ryan Mock trying desperately to foul Ernsberger. It's going to be out of bounds off of Mock. No foul called. And Brian Kelly wants to take timeout. The full timeout we're going to keep it here and give you a game reset with 41.1 seconds left to play in regulation. It's Lakeview 57, Coldwater 51. They will have the ball, Lakeview will, coming out of the timeout. They also have the possession arrow in their favor if there is a tie-up. Lakeview with six fouls. Next whistle against them will put the Cardinals up the line for 1-1. Coldwater with eight fouls. Lakeview's already in the 1-1 bonus situation.
Depending on who's in the ballgame right now, I'm sure that you got to either foul Donnie Ernsberger or Jake Love and hope they miss some free throws here down the line for you.
Going to say some of those free throws haven't been sure things for the boys in purple and white.
Well, the Cardinals flame with a lot of heart tonight. There's no doubt about that. They played really hard all night long. Just a couple of two, 3 minute streaks there where they had some problems, and you just can't do that in this league. That's what's so tough about this back league.
Oh, for my money, I think the Cardinals have played probably one of their best openers in a while.
Oh yeah.
Although the way things stand, they could still fall on the short end of things. They trail 57-51. It's going to be Lakeview ball. Coming out of a Coldwater timeout, they have just two timeouts left in Lakeview with four. Camden Haynes to Jake Bivens. Grant Maurer immediately runs into him. Grant Maurer trying to help him up in the process. Maurer picks up his fourth foul.
Well, that's probably who Lakeview wants on the line. Devin's probably their best free throw shooter on the floor.
Of course, hard
probably
to tell.
Him and
just, hard to tell with just the one game in the books for Lakeview, the 10-point victory on Tuesday night against Portage Central. Hadley out, Taggart in. Offense for defense. Front end of the trip to the free throw line for Jake Bivens is good. He gets the bonus. It's a repossession game right now, 58-51, 40.3 seconds left. And Bivens drains the second one. The lead now eight quickly. Stampion pushing the ball up the floor. Stampion coast to coast. It's knocked away by Frederick. The Cardinals are going to get it back. 35 and a half seconds left to play in the fourth. 59-51 Lakeview. Luke Beck using the trigger underneath the Coldwater bucket. Looking and finds Ryan Mock for three from the right corner. It's an air ball. Taggart with a rebound. Put back, yeah. Timeout, Coldwater. They take their second and last timeout. There's exactly 30 seconds left to play. Let's see how long a timeout. It's going to be just a 30.
Coldwater with some subs here. Getting some quickness in there with Michael Magos and Hadley.
Some of the other action going on tonight. Nice to see that the Big 8 has finally moved to Friday girls and boys basketball doubleheaders. We've got Quincy playing at Reading. Union City is hosting Springport. Girls only girls basketball. It's non-conference this year. Next year it'll be part of the new BCS conference. Bronson hosting Catopla.
It's always a nice atmosphere when the boys and the girls play on Friday night.
Hope to get scores on those games later on in our broadcast. If not, we'll post them to our Facebook and Twitter later tonight once I get back to Coldwater. Lakeview ball coming out of the Coldwater timeout. Coldwater's going to throw out a press. Lakeview leads by 6, 59-53.
A little mixed up, John, the who he's trying to sub for here, but the official took care of that.
So it's Hadley, Stepien, Maurer, Magos, and Vicky's in the five on the floor right now. Frederick and Luke Stepien does get the foul. Stepien picks up his fourth. Only 2 seconds coming off the clock. And just a moment, Logan Taggart and Ryan Mock, the big men, will come back into the Coldwater lineup. Frederick back at the free throw line. That is a 10th foul against Coldwater. Lakeview now in the double bonus. These free throws for Tyrese Frederick, not a sure thing. I only have him 2 of 7 on the night. Now 3 of 8. Back to a three-possession game.
Yeah, he hits him when he needs it right there.
60 to 53, 7-point lead. Lakeview leads by a touchdown. 28 seconds left. Second of two from Frederick. Down up. It's short. Taggart and Becky have been battling for the board. Taggart throws the ball away to Frederick. It's out of bounds off of Frederick Smith. Coldwater will get it back. 21.9 seconds left. Lakeview going to show some choking pressure from Tyrese Frederick as Beck keeps and triggers in the backcourt. Now, Frederick will be joined by Bibbins with a token pressure. Stepien quickly across the floor, trying to take it coast to coast. Gives to Taggart. He missed his trick. It's his own rebound. He's blocked. And he'll go up for a pair. Time is becoming a critical factor here. 14 and a half seconds left.
That'll be Donnie Ernstberger's fifth foul tonight. Donnie's had a pretty tough night. Five fouls and only 4 points is
not,
what I've got him.
Not for. So fast, Michael.
Oh, they didn't give it to him.
They gave it to Jake Love. It's the third, team seven.
Wow.
First of two from Logan Taggart is a brick. Magos will come in to the Coldwater lineup. And Mock to the bench. And Brian Kelly will call his final timeout. It's a full timeout. Of 14 and a half seconds left, 60 to 53, Lakeview leading Coldwater by 7.
Well, the Cardinals, after a slow start tonight, and some real poor free throw shooting in the first quarter, have really made a game of this in the second half. Sticking around, just kind of hanging around. We came out of the locker room at halftime and, struggled to score again. But overall, not a bad opening night against a very tough Lakeview senior-oriented squad with some tremendous athletes on it. Well, Coach Kelly's not going to be happy losing by any means, but I got to believe he's going to be happy with the effort that his kids continue to put forth all evening long.
We have a couple of finals from the WTVB scoreboard, and that's in the boys and girls basketball doubleheader between Reading and Quincy. The Reading girls beat Quincy 42-23. The Quincy boys all over the Rangers 72-24.
I tell you what, the Quincy boys got something going on over there this year, scoring some points in bunches. Got a little height, got some good scores.
Those games are actually being played at the Kerspillo Gymnasium in Reading. So split on the night for the Reading Rangers and the Quincy Orioles. Coming out of the timeout. Back into the triple free throw line for Logan Taggart. Rattles does not go in. Ball hauled in by Jake Love and an immediate foul by Luke Stepien, sending Tyrese Frederick back to the line with 12.3 seconds left.
Oh. Kind of a long last minute here. Cardinals have the foul, and now it's pretty much over. If
you believe the Lakeview student section, they just sang, "Mama, hey, kiss them goodbye." They think it's over. It may very well be with a couple of makes here, or at least one by Tyrese Frederick. He gets the first one, 61-53. Scout Case making his season debut for the Cardinals. Taggart to the bench. Heck of a game there for Logan Taggart.
Sure was. Nice job at opening night.
Brian Mock in for Coldwater, meanwhile. Scout Case, a 5'6 senior. Known and renowned for his defense on the soccer pitch this past season for the SMAC East champions. Second of two from Tyrese Frederick. It becomes silent. Frederick drains the second one. 9-point game, 62-53, Lakeview. Sapien launches a triple from up top and drains it. Too little, too late, though. Lakeview just lets the buzzer sound to end the game. Final score from here at Lakeview High School. The Spartans 62 and the Coldwater Cardinals 56. Lakeview improves to 2-0 overall and 1-0 in the SMAC East. The Cardinals open up 0-1 both in the East Division and overall, but still it wasn't for a lack of effort. The Cardinals really looked like they put out 110% on the floor tonight.
Oh, they did. It's a talented Lakeview squad with a lot of seniors, a lot of three-year starters on that for Steve Whitman, and in their gym, their second game, our first game, and I tell you what, it's a nice group of young men we have here, and I think we'll be successful. You just got to hang in there with them a little bit as they continue to mature.
Again, your final score from here at Lakeview High School, the Spartans over the Coldwater Cardinals, 62-56. Our post-game wrap coming up after this. You are listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Your eyes are windows to your overall health. Regular eye exams at Midwest Optometry are an important part of maintaining your overall eye health. If you have a flex spending account, now is the time to schedule your appointment with Dr. Bruce Young and the eye care professionals at Midwest Optometry.
If you have flex spending, get in early to use the available dollars up. You usually have a lose it or use it phenomenon with flex spending, and the earlier you can book an appointment, the better it is for you to try and get that used up before the end of the year.
Midwest Optometry accepts most vision insurance plans and will happily provide all the paperwork you need to be reimbursed for your exam, contacts, or glasses.
Each is different, but most of the time it'll cover medical kinds of exams, and vision exams fall under that category. Most of the time the flex spending account can be used for glasses and contact lenses and the eye exam as well. And it really a situation where the early bird gets the worm at the end of the year. It's a little tough to get an appointment time with the available slots are there. Call now, get an appointment, get in. We'll provide you with all the material you need to have to turn it into your employer, and then you can get reimbursed.
The Midwest Optometry Group, located in the Walmart Vision Center, Coldwater.
Unwrap the holidays with unique gifts from Nottowa Gas Company in Tekonsha and Nottowa. Delight your favorite gardener with their selection of books, including Michigan Container Gardening, Michigan Edible Gardening, and Michigan Herb Gardening. For the adventurous, Nottowa Gas carries a selection of Michigan Nature and Trail Guides. If you're not sure what to give, Nottowa Gas offers gift certificates. Nottowa Gas, just south of Tekonsha on US 27 or on M66 in Nottowa, or shop online at nottowagas.com.
Christmas is closer than you think. Good thing Meijer has the name brands you want for your holiday shopping. There's something for everyone. For the hardcore gamer on your list, we've got the hottest video games and gaming systems like Xbox and PlayStation. And for the tech lover, there's exciting tablets from Kindle. And of course, for the kids, we have the season's most popular toys like Barbie, Lego, Monster High, and more. All at low Meijer prices. So get something for everyone on your list at Meijer.
This Christmas season, turn to hometown businesses in Hillsdale to help you with your holiday shopping. At Toasted Mud, a paint-your-own pottery studio, have fun making a treasured gift for your family and friends. No appointment needed. Toasted Mud is located across from the Wedge Building in downtown Hillsdale. For more information, like them on Facebook at Toasted Mud or call 517-439-1677. Nature's Call Pet Shop, your authorized Marineland dealer, invites you to stop in and see the latest selection of tropical fish, birds, small animals, and reptiles. Featuring top name brand pet supplies to take care of any pet. Nature's Call Pet Shop is located downtown at 76 North Howell Street next to Toasted Mud. Like them on Facebook at Nature's Call LLC or call 517-610-5355. At Volume 1 Bookstore, you'll discover hidden treasures of rare and used nonfiction books from A to Z. Participate in their paperback exchange where they have westerns, romance, novels, and much more. Plus karaoke and live music on weekends at Volume 1 Bookstore, 98 Broad Street in Hillsdale, just down the street from the Dawn Theater, or call 517-437-2228. This holiday, turn to these hometown businesses in downtown Hillsdale for help with your Christmas shopping.
For some of us, gambling can make us lose more than a few dollars. We may lose our jobs, lose our homes, and slowly but surely we'll lose the people we love. We're at a loss as to why we can't control our gambling. We lose years struggling with an addiction we didn't even know we had. For free confidential help, call the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline to speak with a counselor. Call 1-800-270-7117. It's time to win your life back. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Community Health and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We're back here at Lakeview High School in Battle Creek. Sean Watson and Quinberry Mike's side. We saw a really good girls game and an outstanding boys game. Unfortunately for Coldwater fans, the Spartans came out on top both games. Boys contest went to Lakeview 62-56. The Spartans improved to 2-0 overall, 1-0 in the SMAC East. The Cardinals, their season opener, fall to 0-1 both overall and in the division.
Well, we've seen a couple of real competitive games. The Cardinals came in. It's tough to win here, and I don't know why, but we've struggled over the years winning up here at Lakeview, mainly because they have good teams, probably. I should add that in, but... we came in, we were competitive in both games. I had a couple of lapses in both games, and that's why we're going away with losses tonight. But I think you can see some good positives in both games. I thought the boys in the second game, you'd hate to lose, never want to lose, but I go home tonight feeling good about what Coach Kelly's done with this squad and the direction they're going.
Before we get to the scoring summary, we'll revisit the WTVB scoreboard. We mentioned the Detroit Pistons-Brooklyn Nets game at the Ranch Area Career Center chapter of the BPA, Business Professionals of America, were attending.
I see.
And let's see, at the end of the third quarter, the Pistons are leading the Nets 86-68.
Yes, I pulled that up on my phone while we were at break. Wow, that's a big score.
It's nice having a really smart smartphone now, isn't it?
It sure is.
Aside from the battery length, as you talked to me before.
Smarter than me most of the time, John.
We mentioned the girls and boys doubleheader out at Reading between the Rangers and the Quincy Orioles. The girls' game went to the Lady Rangers 42-23. The Quincy boys came out on top big over the Rangers 72-24. Here at Lakeview, it was a 62-56 win for the Lakeview boys over Coldwater, and here is how they scored for the Lakeview Spartans. We had Rashawn Cobb with 6, Jake Bivens with 12, Tyrese Frederick, how about this double-double, 17 and 14 rebounds. He also had 5 assists and 8 steals to complete his stat line.
Well, there's no doubt that young man. Well, one thing, he jumps out of the gym, and he's just a good, talented player that has an all-around ball game.
Also, Jake Watson with 2, Camden Haynes with 7, Jake Love with 10. Good job by the Cardinals limiting Donnie Ernsberger to 4 points and 6 rebounds. Of course, Ernsberger found himself in a lot of foul trouble. Hunter Boss with 4, 64 once you get all that added up. Meanwhile, for the Coldwater Cardinals, who open up at 0-1, Luke Beckhusen in his varsity debut had 2 points and a couple of rebounds. Grant Maurer with 12 points. Brian Hanley with 2. Luke Stentian with 5 points, 5 boards. Waze Watson with 4, Ryan Mock with 6. Logan Taggart, he had a huge double-double, 19 points and 10 rebounds. That's the 56 points for the Coldwater Cardinals. By the quarters, Lakeview won the first quarter 18-8. The Cardinals outscored the Spartans in the second quarter 22-19. That was a 13-10 edge for the Spartans in the third quarter. Cardinals won the fourth frame 16-12. We're now joined by Brian Kelly, the head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, for our first post-game conversation of the season. The post-game conversation tonight is being brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company. Recycling your cardboard with Union Pallet and Container Company of Coldwater can deliver real value to your business and the environment. Recycling one ton of cardboard saves more than 17 trees and eliminates landfill waste. To learn how you can help save the environment by recycling your company's cardboard, call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater, 278-4888. Right off the top, I have to say, Coach Kelly, heck of a game.
It was a great game for us. I thought we played with, I just told the boys in the locker room, I mean, that first game of the year, you just never know how we're going to come out and play. And Lakeview is a very, very strong team. They're very solid offensively, defensively. And the thing about it was I thought we came out and played a whale of a game. The big difference in the ball game was the two starts of the two halves.
No doubt about that, Coach. Coming out of halftime, you had that little, and then that 2 points right before halftime, that's just a killer for anybody, and we just didn't respond coming out of the locker room.
Well, I took maybe that was my fault a little bit because, we gave up a turnover there just at the end of the second quarter, and then, we didn't rebound the ball, gave up that offensive rebound just as a buzzer, so all of a sudden, it went from a three-point game to a seven-point game, and then, in hindsight, I should have came out and pressed them again right at the opening second half there, and maybe got our kids, aggressive again right off the bat. But we were in a little bit of foul trouble, so I was hoping we could maybe sustain it for a little bit in the third quarter there and, be able to hold back and maybe put some pressure on them later in the third and fourth quarter. But, they were just too strong for us to play man-to-man at that point, and they were just eating us up. So we had to try and go back to putting pressure on them. And right away, our kids started picking up the intensity. And, I think at one time it was an 18-point lead there, and I think we cut it back to four or five there in the fourth quarter. So, very proud of the kids, especially for the first game of the year.
Outstanding effort. Yeah, that was an outstanding effort. Kind of off to a little bit of a slow start, first game, but, boy, they just hung in there, and then all of a sudden they got it going, and you got to be proud of that and the way they played in that second period.
Oh, absolutely. Even in the first end, Quinn, even with that first quarter, effort-wise and what we were doing execution-wise, we missed a lot of shots.
Yeah.
And, I'm not taking anything away from Lakeview because they were tough. But, I think it's a little closer game in that first quarter. But, I bet you we missed a handful of free throws along with about four or five point-blank range shots that, normally we make. And we made them in the second and fourth quarter. But, we missed them in that first quarter, and we missed them a couple of them to start that second quarter. But Lakeview was really tough, and obviously we can't shoot free throws like that where we're below almost we shoot 50% maybe.
Yeah, about 50, and you were 2 for 10 the first quarter.
Yeah, you're not going to beat good teams like this, giving up those scoring opportunities. I mean that's. You're wide open at the free throw line. You got to make those free throws.
I thought Logan Taggart came out, gave you a tremendous effort against those big, strong Lakeview guys tonight. I know you took a lot of time this fall and worked with Logan, and it paid off.
Oh, absolutely. He's going to be somebody we look to. We've got some, he's a big, strong, physical young man, and, he's only a junior, we came to the conclusion this fall and this summer that, we're going to look more and we're going to dedicate ourselves more at looking at him in the post. And that goes along with Ryan Mock gets in there. He can score. And Luke stepped in and Ryan Hadley can, if we can get them in there. So that was one of our goals today. And whether they were that big or not, we wanted to make sure we still tried to do that. That was our game plan. And we wanted to make sure they didn't push us out of our game plan just because, they have these big monsters in there. We were going to attack them, and I thought we did a nice job.
I did, too. I thought you were very successful under the basket all night long, and you had a couple of more shots throughout the game, and, it might have been a different story.
Yep, And, you know, like I said, I told the kids on many occasions that, you know, offense comes and goes. There's nights that the ball, everything you throw up goes in. There's nights that you shoot a shot and you couldn't throw it in the ocean. But your effort and your defense has got to be there or the game's over right away. And those are the two things I'm the most proud of. I thought our defense was outstanding. You know, we fought, gave up a few too many offensive rebounds, obviously, but the effort was there, especially for the first game of the year, and our, like I said, and our heart was.
Yep. Back to work on Sunday night, and we'll be back at it next week.
Yeah, it's a great first game effort, but as I told the kids, I'm not happy about losing, yep. And they shouldn't be either, and we're back to work in Harper Creek. I guarantee you Matt Bowling over there in Harper Creek is a good friend of mine. He ain't going to feel sorry for us. So he'll be ready to play Tuesday.
Okay. See you in the morning.
All right. Brian Kelly, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals. Thank you for your time tonight.
You're welcome.
Brian Kelly joining us on our postgame show as the Coldwater Cardinal boys fall to Battle Creek Lakeview. Spartans 62, the Cardinals 56. Let's finish going over the stats for the boys contest. Total rebounds, the Spartans had 53. The Cardinals held their own with 45. 31-23 edge for the Spartans on the offensive glass. 22-22 dead even on the defensive boards. Turnovers 18 apiece. Off of those turnovers, though, Lakeview with a 22-13 edge. 14 steals for the Spartans, 2 compared to 9 for the Cardinals. Final shooting percentages, Lakeview finished the game 24 out of 69, 34.8%. From the three-point line, just 2 of 9, 22%, and 12 of 23 from the free throw line, 52.2%. For the Cardinals, 20 of 59 shooting, 33.9%, 3 of 9 from downtown, 33.3%, 13 of 28 from the charity stripe, 46.4%. Second chance points favor the Spartans, 12 to 10.
Well, I think Coach Kelly said it. You never like to lose, but I know he came out tonight. He's got to be happy with the effort, the heart those kids put in it against a very physical, good, strong Lakeview team. And we're only going to get better from here, and things are looking up. And as we move ahead through this year, and you know, it'll be good. So just hang with us, and hopefully we'll bring you some wins throughout this year.
The girls' contest earlier tonight saw Lakeview beat Coldwater 46-31. It was a 20-7 second quarter favoring the Spartans that did Coldwater in. Leading the way for the Cardinals, Kenzie Galloway had 7, Kendall Galloway had 6, and Shelby Bowers had 5. Shelby Bowers and Haley Rinke, we named our co-McDonald's players of the game. Before we name a McDonald's player of the game here in the nightcap, let's check out the WTVB scoreboard. Some boys basketball scores coming in from the Smack East. We mentioned Gull Lake beat Sturgis 57-49, and the defending Smack East champion, Battle Creek Central Bearcats, all over Loy North 94-63. You don't think the Knights miss having Bishop Robinson on their court?
Well, yeah, but they also played a very talented Battle Creek Central team tonight. I got to believe Battle Creek Central probably going to end up probably in the top 10 in the state before the year's over.
Oh, we did get a word from the Gull Lake Sturgis game, which the Blue Devils won 57-49. Shefsky with 24 points as just Jack Shefsky, Chance Stewart with 21.
Yeah, two pretty darn good ball players.
One last bit of business before we call it a night from here at Lakeview High School, the naming of our McDonald's boys basketball player of the game. We'll do that after this for McDonald's Branch County.
Victory is yours at McDonald's with Xbox. Buy any premium McWrap, quarter pounder, or medium fries, and you have a chance to win one of thousands of Xbox One entertainment systems. With millions of prizes, it's easy to come in a customer and leave a legend. There's something for everyone to win at McDonald's. No purchase necessary. Limit 5 price claims per person per day. Game ends 12/23 or while supplies last. See official rules at participating McDonald's and onehuntholiday.com. Void where prohibited.
This holiday, don't forget to get something for that special someone. You know the one. Their face appears in your high school yearbook directly below your name. Yeah, you!
This holiday season, treat yourself to the new McCafe White Chocolate Mocha. Savor the season with the rich, creamy, and decadently sweet flavor. Made with 100% Rainforest Alliance certified espresso. New White Chocolate Mocha. And returning this season, Peppermint Mocha. There's something for everyone to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
With our McDonald boys basketball player of the game, you and I looked at each other during the postgame break and figured, well, no contest. Logan Taggart had the most consistent night. He had a very outstanding scoring performance, led the team with 19. He also had a double-double with 10 rebounds. Just up and down the floor, he was the steadiest presence on the floor tonight.
Both ends of the court, both offensively and defensively, doing a nice job against the two big boys, Ernsberger and Love, in there for the Lakeview Spartans, and Logan just come out and, you know, what a nice performance by that young man tonight, and you said it right there, he was consistent all night long, did a real nice job.
He played 29-39 in this game. He was second on the team as far as timeout on the floor. Luke Stempe did not take a break all night long, and I think most of the breaks that Taggart made were for situational substitutions.
Yeah, they're at the end of the ball game. Yep.
Well, congratulations to Logan Taggart, our McDonald's boys basketball player of the game. But coming up next for the Coldwater Cardinal boys and girls taking on Harper Creek, the Lady Cardinals will host the defending SMAC East Girls Basketball Champion Beavers. Actually, it's a three-time defending champion Beavers. They were playing against Marshall tonight. Meanwhile, the Cardinal boys will travel to the home of the Beavers on the other side of Battle Creek, and that's where you and I will be coming up on Tuesday night. We will hit the air at 7 o'clock. Well, more specifically, I'll hit
you'll
the air.
Hit the air.
And, and you'll join me after you finish your JV game.
Yeah, we'll get to you as soon as I can, but hopefully I'll have good news, too. So anyway, we'll look forward to that, Sean.
Coming up this weekend here on WTVB, well, actually, extended weekend as far as the Detroit Lions playing on Monday Night Football coming up this weekend. They will host the Baltimore Ravens from Ford Field. Pre-game coverage from the Lions Network getting underway at 7:30 Monday night. And then once again, you and I, Mike Side from Harper Creek, as the Cardinals try to get a win in the SMAC East against the Harper Creek Beavers. We will hit the air once again at 7, and we hope you can join us. That's the story from here at Lakeview High School in Battle Creek. For the Zen Master Mike Spencer back at the WTVB studios, for my broadcast partner Quinn Berry, Sean Watson, signing off from the home of the Spartans. The girls' contest, it was a 46-31 win over the Cardinals by the Lakeview Spartans. Lakeview getting the win in the girls' contest by 15. They win by 6 in the boys' nightcap, 62-56. Until next Tuesday from the other side of Battle Creek. Good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Haylett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Heinz Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.